Hello and welcome to the Red Rock Fantasy Basketball Podcast brought to you by Side League. Use the promo code REDROCK when downloading the app and get yourself $5 free. My name is Josh Lloyd and you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at REDROCK_BBall. There's also Facebook.com/RedRockBasketball and the email address is RedRockFantasyBasketball@gmail.com. Okay, we're through all game four now of all the series. All tied up in three of the four series with the Clippers just holding the 3-1 lead. Both of the number one seeds got the victory today with the Hawks getting back one against the Wizards and the Warriors taking apart the Grizzlies pretty much, making this a very, very interesting round in the playoffs. Let's start looking at these games and seeing what we can analyze or what we can get out of it, if anything. The first game, the Hawks, they took on the Wizards. They got by in the end. It wasn't all that easy. Paul Pierce missed a big shot late, ended up with a 5-point victory for the Hawks, but they'd be happy to get the victory. Still no John Wall, so that meant we had Ramon Sessions starting again, and he's not justifying that price tag for daily fantasy. Now, he wasn't too bad today. He gave us 26 points, which is okay. 13, 4, and 5, which is still a good return, but at almost $6,000, it's not enough. Ramon Sessions was priced higher than Mike Conley today. Just let that sink in. Conley did outperform, only marginally, but that's the price we're looking at for Sessions. It's too high. His backup, though, who we mentioned at a $2,000 bargain yesterday, Will Bynum, was really good. 10-3 with a steal and a block. He gave us 13.6 daily fantasy points at only the $2,000, and that's a steal at that price. And you could have put him in and gone big in some other areas. That really, really works out well for guys who owned Will Bynum or went with that $2,000 option. Brad Beal, again, continues to dominate in these playoffs without John Wall around. 34, 6 and 7, 3 steals, a block. He put up 56.7 points, his best performance in the playoffs so far. He was only priced at $7,700. That continues to be a bargain for Beal. So you need to keep looking at him and keep using him. You know, his price will likely rise coming up soon, but that's a big one for him. Paul Pierce was great as well at his low salary. Again, this was probably his best performance through the playoffs. 22 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. We're not going to expect him to continue to do that. He'd only been averaging 25 points before today. And that $4,900 it's a good one for tournaments. It's not necessarily a great one for all sort of cash games, but I'm very happy to use it in tournaments. Otto Porter didn't work out for about the first time throughout the playoffs. His $5,100 salary, he didn't make that back at only 13.5 points, 4, 5, and 3, but it's hard to be too angry at him considering he's basically carried our lineups all the way through the playoffs to date. So not a great game from Porter. Nene backed up his big game in game 3 with another decent game, a 26.4 point game, 12, 7, and 4 with a block. He played 31 minutes. Things are getting serious for the Hawks. They're playing Nene more, and at that price, less than $4,000, you have to love using him. Jeff Teague, another big game as well, at less than $7,000. He put up 47.8 points, 26, 4, and 8, 2 steals, a block. Pretty decent performance from Teague, really. He struggled early on, but he was dealing with that sore ankle. The last two games, he's really coming along. If his price stays below $7,000, he's got to be someone that we continue to consider using. Teague's backup, Dennis Schroeder, had another really, really good game, almost 29 points at his $4,000 salary. He's had two big games in a row, 14, 4, and 8. He played almost 29 minutes, so we saw Teague and Schroeder basically playing on the court together for a big chunk of this game. At $4,000, that's a great return. He struggled early on to give us big numbers. The last two games have been good. Maybe the Hawks are going to be continuing to run this sort of lineup where we get Schroeder and Teague together a lot. Korver still gets his 30 minutes. You know, Carroll gets his 30 minutes, but we get more Schroeder, which is what we've seen the last two games. And he's playing really, really well. You know, go from the last quarter of game 3 to this full game here. He's been very important and very impressive for the Hawks. So if his salary stays low, we can restart to consider using him because there was a stage where it was pretty hard to recommend using Schroeder at his price and giving what he was providing. Al Horford, 18 and 10, a nice double-double, 2 steals and 2 blocks as well. So a big game from him. He gave us basically what he averages, which is great at his salary at less than $10,000. Kent Bazemore, he was another $2,000 bargain guy. Not quite so important here. Not quite so impressive. 5-2 with a steal. Not too bad, but he continued to get 16 minutes. So that's important at that $2,000 that he got 16 minutes because he can easily go over that in games to come. Paul Millsap, he's price too high. 8,800. He's only averaging 37 points. I mentioned this yesterday. He's averaging less than Horford. You're paying $1,000 more for Millsap. He was back starting. He only played 27 minutes. 19, 5, and 6, and 2 steals. It's a pretty good line, but it's hard to justify using him at that salary when you can get Horford at $1,000 less, and they're basically giving you the same output at this point. Millsap, yeah, he does have a higher ceiling, so maybe in a tournament lineup, you throw him in and some of those cheaper options, hoping they go big. But in cash games, I'd rather spend the less money and get more production, which is what you're getting from Horford at this point. Not much else to really touch on in this game. Damari Carroll struggled. He did get injured at the end of the game with what he's calling a hip pointer. He should be right for game five, but we have to wait and see. He had 5 and 6 with a steal. So obviously the Damari Carroll 20-point explosion phenomenon is not continuing. He's not this bad. He obviously was not as good as he was earlier on. Let's hope his salary comes down. $6,900 was too expensive for Damari Carroll. We need him back around the $6,000, $5,000 mark. At this point, it is hard to justify using him. And Marcin Gortat, he was horrible. 3 points, 8 rebounds, nothing else. He cost you big time if you use him. And look, he was a pretty decent investment. He'd been playing some pretty good basketball, putting up some pretty big lines, but just couldn't get anything happening in this game. Shout out to anyone who used Garrett Temple today at his $3,000 salary. He gave you -1 points. So that's probably the worst sort of performance you could expect from anybody. So shout out to Garrett Temple, who really shouldn't be playing in the NBA at all. The second game, the Warriors, they handled the Grizzlies. They just handed it to them and said, we're back in this series, and they did it pretty comfortably. Vince Carter, though, he was priced at $2,300, so a nice cheap option. Came in, had 10 points and 7 rebounds. He played 24 minutes because the Warriors shut down Tony Allen. And I know I say shut down Tony Allen. Tony Allen's not a big offensive guy, but they mixed up their defense. They put Andrew Bogut on Tony Allen. And the way that the game ran with Bogut on Allen, it meant that Allen couldn't stay on the court because he was providing nothing offensively. So Bogut was on Allen, but he basically just would switch off him and go and help and stay at the rim. And the only way Allen could score is getting to the rim. And if Bogut's in the way, that's not happening. And then allow Bogut to help off onto Gasol, help off onto Randall. And Allen's just a liability. So they had to run Carter out there more. They had to run Jeff Green out there more. Tony Allen only played 16 minutes. It's definitely something that Memphis have to consider. But if Allen's going to be this sort of a liability, then we're going to see more Carter. We're going to see more Jeff Green. And Carter price at $2,300. If he's going to get 24, 25 minutes, it's almost a no-brainer to continue to use him at this price. Now, imagine his salary will go up for the next one, but it's something to keep in mind. Harrison Barnes continues to outperform his salary. 12 and 6. A steal, a block, and an assist at $4,300. That's good to use. Andrew Bogut, now, he doesn't score much. 4 points, but 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. That's nice, but it is hard to rely upon him. And Andre Iguodala had a nice low salary game as well. 11, 4, and 3 at his $4,200 price. Steph Curry at $10,000. A nice night from him. 33, 8, 5, 2 steals. That's what we want to see from Steph Curry. So hopefully you did use him. I wasn't all that keen on using him at that price, but He returned it for probably one of the few times in these playoffs. Marc Gasol was great also. 19 and 10, 6 assists, a steal and a block. So he was all over the place in terms of his contribution. So a big night from Gasol. Zach Randolph struggled. 12 and 11, 4 turnovers. Definitely didn't give us what we wanted. Neither did Klay Thompson with only 15 points and not a lot else at their salaries, which are over $7,000. And Courtney Lee wasn't able to sustain his solid production, give us only 6, 3, and 3. Not a good night from him. Draymond Green was good. 16 and 10, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, which looks great, but then he had 7 turnovers, and that just takes the edge off it. Now, you paid $8,000 for him, you're wrapped with everything there, but the 7 turnovers takes a lot off what he's able to do. Mike Conley, 10, 3, and 7, 3 steals. Not a bad night. Again, you're paying so little for Mike Conley, I still like using him at that price. I think there's still some value there. And David Lee came off the bench. He played 15 minutes at only $2,000. Didn't do much. 5-1-1, but I like that he got 15 minutes. So he remains someone to keep in our minds when we're looking at these $2,000 players. Because if he's going to get 15 minutes, there's going to be nights where he goes out and gets 12 or 13 with 5 or 6 rebounds. And that will really, or that could make a difference to your team at that extremely low salary, which he's currently priced at. Now, let's move ahead to Tuesday's games. We've got 2 games on. The Cavs and the Bulls. The Bulls traveling back to Cleveland now for game five. Obviously, the Bulls are going to be desperate to get this one after losing the last one in a buzzer beater. The Cavs are favored by 5.5. We've got a low total of 191, but there's still some value. Now, we don't think Pau Gasol's going to play. Taj Gibson is going to play after hurting his knee at the end of game four. Kyrie Irving and LeBron are both going to play for Cleveland. But with Pau out, Nikola Mirotic is still at 2,000. Now, he definitely stunk it up in the last game, but at 2,000, we have to run him out. You have to expect him to get 24 to 25 minutes and put up a much better performance than what he did in game four, where his shot just wasn't falling. So at $2,000, he remains really solid value. And the other two big men become underpriced as well. Taj Gibson at 4,100, Joakim Noah at 5,700. You don't expect them to go massive, but with the extra responsibility, the extra rebounds around, extra defensive numbers, I expect both of those guys to be interesting guys to consider using. Other players to have a look at. We have a few different options. Timofey Mozgov was really good in game four. I'm not all that comfortable with using him though, but he's only at 4,800. He's averaging 26 throughout the playoffs, which is not a bad number. There's going to be the risk that he gets Thompsoned, basically, where he goes and plays 22 minutes and Thompson goes and plays 32. That makes me want to use him just in tournaments because, look, he can go big and the average is there, but there'll be the games where he goes and does nothing. Now, LeBron's price has risen. He's up to 11,600. He's averaging over 53 points. I think he's a pretty decent bet at that price. He's going to play a lot of minutes. He's in a bit of sort of FU mode at the moment. He wants to take over this series. I don't mind using him at that price, especially if you're going to supplement it with a guy like Nikola Mirotic and Taj Gibson. You'd spend $6,000 on both your power forwards and then stick LeBron in at $11,600 and it would easily balance it out. Jimmy Butler at $8,300 I think is not bad value. He's come down a little bit. Derrick Rose's price has come up to meet him. Rose is actually averaging more than Butler throughout the playoffs. Rose is definitely on a hot streak at the moment. You feel like there's going to be a dud Derrick Rose game coming soon, but I'm actually not against using him here, even though he is up to 8,300. Mike Dunleavy struggled considerably in game four. I'm happy to use him in tournaments, but that's probably about it. Iman Shumpert, J.R. Smith, their tournament flyer type guys. Shumpert's at 47, J.R. Smith at 5,000. If you sort of interchangeable guys, who do you think is going to have the best game? Shumpert's been better than Smith so far. Smith's probably played better the last two games that he's been in. I'm not really going to be relying upon them, though. I don't think they're great cash game plays. Kyrie is really struggling with these injuries. $8,800. There's no chance I'm spending that on him. Derrick Rose at $500 less is easily, comfortably the better option. He's averaging 7 more points a game anyway. I would definitely be using Rose over Irving. For the cheaper guys, I touched on Nikola Mirotic as a must-use guy. Tony Snell at 2,300, maybe, but probably not. Kirk Heinrich at 2,300, no chance. James Jones at 2,000. There's a chance he goes and drops 12 points, but I still don't think there's much upside in using James Jones. The second game, could be time to say goodnight to Houston, I reckon. The Clippers are favored by 2.5. It is back on the road in Houston. We've got a massive total of 219. Where's the value? Well, let's hope it's not a blowout because that really impacts, you know, what guys like Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and that do. Terrence Jones at 4,700. It's gone up since the 4,000. He's still not really producing a huge amount. I don't hate it. I don't think it's a must-play sort of guy. It's an okay for a tournament option. I would definitely be using Jones over Smith, Josh Smith, who's been really struggling, although his price is down under 6,000 yet at the moment. But I don't think either of them have become must-play cash guys. Dwight Howard I still like at 9,000. I think there's still value there. And DeAndre Jordan at 8,500. You can have either one of those guys. I think they're going to give you a pretty similar return. It all depends on the rest of your team. Jason Terry still remains a decent, cheap point guard at 3,300. He's put up some pretty good back-to-back performances, and Blake Griffin is also now up to 11,600. Same as LeBron. Griffin's average has dropped down under 50, while LeBron's has surged up to 53. I'm probably using LeBron at this point because there is the risk that the Clippers blow out the Rockets again, and Griffin sort of sits and doesn't have to play as many minutes or put up as big a performance. So if I'm going big money, I'm probably going LeBron. James Harden is under 10,000. Now, that's really cheap for James Harden. Admittedly, he hasn't been all that great from a daily fantasy perspective. He's averaging only 41.4 points, but you're only spending $9,900 on James Harden. I don't think it's a horrible, horrible play. He could go out there and put up a massive, massive line. He could also go out and be completely shit. There's a huge chance of that, but I think that James Harden at under 10,000 is really, really hard to pass up on. Chris Paul at 9,500, if there's any chance to rest him, they will. So it's not an ideal bet for me. JJ Redick at 5,000, too risky. I think it's tournaments only. Trevor Ariza, 6,300 is an okay guy to look at. And Austin Rivers at 4,200. I'm happy using him in tournaments. He's averaging over 20 points a game. And again, if it's any sort of situation where the game's in hand, he'll get more minutes. Paul will get rested. Rivers has been a really, I'll say, reliable option. Maybe, I don't know if that's the best word, but he's been giving us decent production, and he's been really, really helpful for the Clippers. So Austin Rivers sort of shaking some of the ridicule that he'd been receiving throughout these playoffs because he's put in some pretty decent performances. Overall, I think there's quite a bit of daily fantasy value that we can get out of Tuesday. Out of Tuesday's games, Nikola Mirotic, great value. Dwight, DeAndre, LeBron, I think is a great play. Derek Rose, I think is pretty solid as well. A number of guys that we can look to. Make sure you're liking the podcast on Facebook. You're sharing it, doing the same on Twitter, retweeting it. On Instagram, give it a like as well. Lots of ways you can help support the show. Plus all the other ways. There's Amazon links that you can click on to do your shopping, eBay links, FanDuel links, PayPal donation links if you're so inclined. And support the podcast by downloading Side League and using that promo code REDROCK. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.